Hello, and welcome to You Make Me Hate You.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Carrie, and this is a podcast where we discuss daily annoyances we are all forced to endure, and today we are discussing clueless co-workers, or...
co-jerkers.
We'll start with break room behaviors, a few quickies.
Like microwaving fish or any sort of other seafood.
Just don't do it. Cover your food in the microwave because your co-workers are not your personal maids that happily clean up your saucy volcano mess. I cannot believe I even have to say this, but do not steal other people's food. Just because it's a communal fridge doesn't mean it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I've gone for my lunch, only to find a single bite taken out of my cheese sandwich, then perfectly put back in the Ziploc bag. One bite. What's that about? Was my cheese not aged well enough for your palate? I've worked where we are able to bring in our coffee mugs, put our names on them, and leave them in the break room for our daily use. 6 hours into a shift, I finally get to the break room and see Norma drinking out of my bunny coffee mug that clearly in black Sharpie says, Carrie. I said, Norma, that's my mug. This woman smiles a big jelly toast smile and says, yeah, I know, I needed to make my cocoa. Fuck you, Norma. Fuck you. Annoying sounds in the break room. People that love to be on speakerphone. And if you're dumb enough to think it's okay to assault my ears, be smart enough to understand I'm judging you and everything you're saying. Moving on to, let's call her Julie. Julie loves herself some yogurt, and by the sound of how she consumes it, allows me to believe Julie is a frugal woman. All good. I enjoy yogurt too, and saving money. But Julie takes us to an entirely new level. This is what you hear after Julie has eaten all of her yogurt. I think you got it all, Julie, I'm thinking. You got it all, Julie. I can't take any more sound. I'm going to get up and throw your fucking yogurt container across the fucking break room, Julie. Just knock it off. You're done. The yogurt's gone. Moving on to, Mark, can you demonstrate the next noise that both of us have had to hear in our break rooms? Can you identify what that sound is? If you guessed cutting fingernails, you are correct. But... even worse than that, when I was in my break room, after cutting her fingernails, this woman actually had the nerve to remove her sock and clip her toenails with a smile on her face. Imagine hearing this while you're trying to eat last night's leftovers. People that come and sit right next to you in the break room when you've got earbuds in and you are facing the wall, your head is buried in a book. Now what about the signals? Please come sit next to me and tell me about all the troubles you're having with your boyfriend. I can tell you what I am thinking. I'm thinking, lady, I've got exactly 15 minutes to choke down my dry peanut butter sandwich, watch funny cat videos to decompress before I go back into battle. Maybe, just maybe, your man problems stem from the fact that you won't let your man eat in peace. Mark, you had some crazy bathroom work stories.
Well, for one thing, I don't like to go in there and have to have like a talk show. You know, you go in there and have these obligatory conversations about the weather or some sort of sports that I don't give a shit about.
And you know what you're all in there to do.
Yeah, I know what I'm in there to do. I usually wait people out. You know, I'm just gonna sit down and wait till you leave. I'm sorry, I don't need to see you after you shit. It's just something about that. I don't know. It's just me probably. It's some problem I have. You know. And then when you're, say I'm just sitting and you know, relieving myself. I overhear spitting in the urinal while someone's taking a piss numerous times. Are you salivating while you're pissing? I don't understand. I really don't understand that. I don't know. I know I shouldn't be in the bathroom that long to be able to hear all this stuff, but it's observances over the last two decades. I've actually heard scrubbing of, I don't know if the paper should go one way, right? I could swear it sounds like it's going both ways. And that should not be happening. And I've heard, I cannot believe this, splashing in the toilet. Like someone is actually cleaning their junk in the toilet. There's no other explanation for
it. It's a horse bath, Mark. It's a horse bath.
I don't know if it's a cultural thing. It's fine, I guess. I guess you're keeping clean. But it's not my way of keeping clean, I guess. And that's... One of the things that I just have dealt with, you know.
Now here's a creme de la creme of story for you. This happened a few years ago at one of my former jobs. I had to renew my CPR. The class was offered at my job, And usually with these things, you try to sign up with a buddy to make the class be a little more fun for yourself and go quicker. But for whatever reason, it didn't work out with my schedule at that time. So I finished up my 10-hour shift. I went down to the classroom where the class was. I was a good 10, 15 minutes late because I was giving a report up on my unit. By the time I got to class, everyone was already partnered up. Everyone except, let's call this man Ricky. Remember the character Ricky from Better Off Dead, Mark?
Yes, very classic.
Classic movie. John Cusack, remember, if anybody out there remembers, $2, $2. Anyway, Ricky was the character where he was the son of the woman who was hosting the foreign exchange student. He was gross and didn't have any self-awareness whatsoever, kind of like my Ricky Ricky. Anyway, they looked remarkably similar. Now, I'll just paint the picture for you here. It's August. It's 96 degrees outside, about 75% humidity. There's roughly 26 of us, plus the instructors, crammed into a small room with spotty air conditioning. Our half-bodied resuscitation doll sprawled across the floor. Very quickly, I was made to understand why no one was Ricky's partner. As soon as this person walked over to me, I got a whiff of something. And this is back when I could still smell. Who knows, this may be the actual time where I lost my ability because I no longer have a sense of smell. Ricky reeked. And when I say reek, I mean his BO was sour. He covered that sour with Old Spice or some type of imposter body spray, musk flavor, I don't know. I immediately tried to soothe my nostrils by breathing through my mouth. But my fucking God, I could taste that musky spice in the back of my throat. It burned. I tried suppressing my gag reflexes, focusing my gaze on the half-human sprawled on the floor in front of me. Now, when rancid Ricky lifted his arms to begin chest compressions, I saw not just two large sweat circles soaking through his white polo shirt, but two large brownish-orange circles. Of course they were amber circles. It's the color of musky spice. Now, when it's my turn to do the chest compressions, at this point my head is throbbing from all the toxins I've been inhaling. My face is red, sweaty, causing my mascara to run into my eyes. I can barely see through my burning black tears. But you know what isn't sweaty? My armpits. Because I'm a normal human being that wears fucking deodorant. There was no saying, staying alive, when I had to do my turn on the resuscitation doll. It was more like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. 2 hours into the class, the finish line is in sight. When the instructor asks, are there any questions? Everybody knows. We all just want to get out of here. We're all tired. We all just want to go home. Keep your fucking hands down. Not rancid Ricky. Muskman felt the absolute need to share the time he had to reuse a defibrillator on someone. I don't care, Ricky. I do not fucking care. Your stench probably caused someone's heart to go out of rhythm. I wanted to leave, but I needed that fucking certification card. Finally, mercifully, the class ended. Ricky rancid Ricky. He tried mumbling something about nice being partners with you. I don't know. I said nothing. All I could do was focus on my pure survival at this point. I needed fresh air like a crack addict needed a hit. Mark, I just want to let you know, your wife went into battle that day to help support our family. I did it for our family. I did it for you.
I know. I always appreciate it. Whenever I smell somebody that's rancid and this, it takes my breath away, I think of the trials you've been through.
My sacrifice?
Just the sacrifice.
Now, just so people don't think, you're mean, Carrie. This guy was just in there getting his recertification for CPR. I have a really good self-deprecating story. This is one that I frequently just will randomly laugh about on my own. Just this last weekend, I was laughing. We were in the car, Mark. And what did you think?
I thought you were going mad. I mean, she just laughs out of nowhere. And I'm like, what are you even... focusing on. You better be focused on the road, for God's sake.
So I don't know why this just comes to my head, but it still to this day is just absolutely funny to me. Anyway, so I have celiac. Gluten and wheat are my worst enemy, but this story takes place before I had that diagnosis. I had been going to my doctor complaining of horrendous stomach pain and inability to digest foods, etc., and was routinely told by him, you're just a nervous person, Carrie. He wouldn't run any tests. He said, you're young and healthy. Just increase your fiber intake. So I did that. I loaded up on Wheaties, Fiber One bars, Metamucil, and my stomach got so distended and painful, I couldn't pass gas or any stool for over 2 days. On the third day of this, willing that it was just all in my head, and just to go along with what the doctor said, I made myself go to work. because I'm not going to waste a sick day on actually being sick. About 8 hours into my shift, my stomach was just, it hurt so bad. It felt like that character from Alien where the guy is screaming and an alien just pops out of his stomach. I started feeling hot. I go into the little kitchenette off the nurse's station to take a breather. No one is in there. I lean over the sink to splash cold water in my face, and something incredible happened. I don't know if it was the hunch position, the cold water, or what, or if it just got too much buildup that I just had to release, but after 3 days, I released all that pent-up fermentation. I can't.
Mind you, this is gas, not solids.
I don't get, at that point, I wouldn't even care if it made like a diarrhea mess because the pain was so bad. And Mark, you lived with me during these times before I knew what to do to alleviate this. And you've smelled this before. So,
oh, okay. We'll leave it at that.
That's love, folks. That's love.
Yeah. You have no sense of smell. I have it all.
Ricky probably took that away anyway. But the relief I felt after getting this out was, it was glorious. But just as I finished up releasing all of that glory, one of the male nurses I was working with opened the kitchenette, and he immediately put his hands up to his face and yelled, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" and backed out of the kitchenette. Did I still have another 8 hours to work with this person? Yep. Did either of us ever speak of this incident? Nope. Normally, yep, I'd feel embarrassed, but the pain was so bad. It was so bad that all modesty was just gone. But at the bright side, my armpits smelled like flowers. One other thing I'll say, I think we can both say this, Mark, that we hate about coworkers is when a really great coworker decides to be selfish and better themselves and quit, or they just get smart and tap out of the hellhole you're both working in. An awesome work buddy is very underrated. I know you've worked with some great coworkers.
Yeah, I've made some actual friends, you know, over the years too, and it is very sad. You meet so many cool people, and then they're lucky and they get to leave, or they better themselves. And I always cheer them on, though. I mean, a lot of people, if anybody's going to school, I always applaud them, and because they're going to get to where they need to be. And I'm hoping I was one of those people that inspired somebody at some point when I got to leave a position I wasn't fit for. Let's just say that.
So. But it's sad because it's so hard to retrain someone who can understand your same sarcastic tendencies when their replacement inevitably comes. But anyway, did you have any other things that you wanted to say on your list? I know you had some good ones.
I don't know. I just have the basic things that can go on. You know, people that, you know, they like to type, but I call it whack-a-mole typing, where it's just like, I like to go over there and say, "Are you winning?" I have no idea what's really going on over there. I'm kind of self-conscious with that. I think I type pretty good, but it's just people that are very intentional about their typing, or, you know, when people are, they don't know what they're doing when they're clicking a pen, when they're actually driving someone insane behind them. I always wonder if they're like clicking SOS somebody or some sort of alien contact. I have no idea, but
it's... Or how about someone who continually coughs every single day? It's just coughing.
Yeah, I've had coworkers that have been on the other side of a cube where I can tell when it's almost going to happen, and I like a maestro. I swoop my hands out when the cough is about to go off. It's just amazing how predictable some of those people can be. And it's just like they just don't fix themselves, or else it's not even covered. You can tell it's not even covered. I don't know. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Did we cover everything that was on your list?
I have plenty of things to say about things, but I'll go into them.
I think we might have to have a part two to things we hate about our workplaces. There's so many things to fit into one episode. So if you have a story you'd like to share about a workplace irritant, write us and tell us about it. We'd love to hear from you and share your stories. And where can they write in those stories, Mark?
Yeah, that's at podcasthatemail@gmail.com.
Or they can also visit us on our Instagram, which is
You Make Me Hate You podcast.
If you send in a story to us, we'll be happy to send you a sticker and read your letters live on air so everyone can enjoy your stories.
Sure thing.
Lastly, We just want to say, did you beat yourself up today for not getting some task done? Are you replaying conversations you had earlier over and over in your head? Are you putting negative voices to emails and texts and disappointed you didn't exercise and eat crap all day? Just stop, because you've already accomplished numerous tasks today, starting with getting your ass out of bed. You didn't just say fuck it. No, you got yourself up, handled your business, and that's more than enough. Life is hard. The only verbiage that should be on loop in your brain are the lyrics from your favorite artist. So go turn up your favorite song, grab a sleeve of Oreos, pat yourself on the back, and say, baby, I made it another day. And you know what? We're proud of you. And just don't forget to wear deodorant. Bye.
Bye. You make me hate you. You make me hate you. You make me hate.